In other news.
I discovered the towers did not burn up, nor did they crash down. They turned into powder in midair.
Kind of scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
You walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. For the last decade, there have been a range of guests on this show speaking about creation and distribution of properly made organite. The focus was on the transmutation from what Wilhelm Reich termed deadly orgone radiation into positive orgone energy. Reich found that orgone energy is present in the atmosphere, and devices can be produced to accumulate positive orgone energy, such as the orgone accumulator box. It was designed for a person to sit in. The walls are made with layers of wood and metal, or steel wool. By the same principle, organite is essentially cupcake size, cast in resin with layered metal and real crystals. Organite can be seen as a cross-section in the wall of Reich's orgone accumulator box. Not surprisingly, the organite industry has been infiltrated by parasites. The late Don Croft affectionately referred to those working for Team Parasite as sewer rats. In one interview, Don Croft said, quote, "If you look at the way the world is being run right now, their currency is negative energy. Organite transmutes negative energy into positive energy. Their currency is literally dead, and they spread sickness and hopelessness and mayhem wherever they can. They've done it for a long time, so organite undermines their infrastructure. If you distribute this stuff, it makes it harder and harder for them to do their work." Other topics have come from reporting on the many facets connecting to distributing organite in the life etheric. They include zero-point energy and learning about the ancient parasite dynamic. When distributing organite, oftentimes you can cut off the food supply of etheric parasites. When this happens, there are usually attacks and interference such as computer sabotage, website hacking, organized stalking, etheric, and psychotronic harassment. If you're undermining the world currency of negative energy by creating and distributing effective and cheap organite, you will be interfered with. We talk about the recent attacks against the late Don Croft and Etheric Warriors with returning guest Carol Croft, who runs etherickwarriors.com, worldwithoutparasites.com, and crystalinsights.net. We're also joined by past guest Laura Wisey. Her nickname is Dooney. Dooney is a longtime friend of Carol's, and for more than a decade, she's worked as an energy healer for her clients that include victims of organized stalking. Her site is donebydooney.com. Carol and Dooney, welcome back to Another News.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carol, you've been dealing with a lot of changes lately, and I'm really glad you decided to continue operations in producing high-quality, originally designed organite products. Although there has been strong support around you, there are certain people trying to put down the reputation you and Don have built in the past 20 years or so. We'll talk about that, but this is also a great opportunity to continue the discussion about the history of how you and Don got started working with organite. Would you please give listeners some background on this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Don and I, when we first got together, it was all about the zappers, and Don was putting organite plugs in the zappers. We were on the beach in Florida, and we were just, you know, laying on the beach, and I could see his zapper was boiling, you know, looked like blue, healthy bubbles above his chest where his zapper was laying on him. And I asked him, I said, "What's right here?" Because I watched it for a while and it didn't dissipate. It just kept getting bigger, you know. And I asked him, I said, "What's close to here? Is there something close to here that's poisonous or toxic or something?" And he said, "Well, there's a nuke plant like half a mile from here on the coast." And I'm like, okay, all the bells and whistles went off for me, you know. And I thought, wow, there's something here, you know. And then he was talking to me about Cloudbusters, and he kept going on and on and on about Wilhelm Reich and his Cloudbuster, and, you know, the pipes, and then you drain it off into water. And again, my light bulb went off and said, you know, I said, hey, why don't you put those pipes in a bucket with organite and put crystals in the bottom of the pipe to direct that energy? And so Don never did anything small. He always did everything huge. So he filled up a 5-gallon bucket of organite and then put the pipes in there. And, you know, that was the first super Cloudbuster. And he was, all kinds of stuff happened after that, you know, and changed, you know, we were aiming it at storms coming in because we were in Florida. There's always something coming in, you know, off the ocean. So we'd aim it, it would disappear, you know. We'd aim it at this huge black cloud bank. It would just either separate or it would just keep, it would go the other way, you know. So, I mean, we had all this, it was fun little science projects that we were doing at the time, you know. But we started making Power Busters and gifting all of the new plants that we could find after we saw that, you know, it was all this POR was boiling off that zapper. We thought, you know, what if it's a bigger piece, you know? So we started making a muffin size, you know, and then came the cone one, you know, and then I started making the pyramid one. But we spent every penny we had on organite and supplies and resin and metal and crystals. And, you know, I mean, it became our life's mission to change, you know. I could see all, both of us, you know, he'd say, okay, what do you see? And I'd tell him what I saw. And we both saw that, you know, my God, we can change the world with this stuff. We've really, you know, stumbled onto something here. So, man, we just took it and ran with it, gifting everything we could gift. And, you know, everywhere we went, you know, we went down to Homestead and gifted Homestead around the base there. And we went down and gifted the Keys. And, you know, the storms would come in and bounce off, you know. Then we came up with the bright idea to gift the reef all down and back, the full length of Florida. And even we had a friend at the time in Barbados. And so we got him. He came in to Jupiter, where we were living at the time, or Fort Pierce. And we made him a Cloudbuster, and he took it back with him to Barbados. So he had a couple, three Cloudbusters out there on those islands, and storms wouldn't come through. You know, they'd glance off. So it was just pretty amazing to look back and see what the impact was at the time. We just thought, wow. But now it's a huge wow, you know, thinking about all of it. And, you know, every time we gifted, we got the same exact outcome. It was amazing. And when I first got together with Don, you know, I was making all the zappers. Shoot, he was spending 17, 18 hours a day writing all of the stories about, you know, Don, the adventures of Don and Carol Cross, you know. And man, he said the more we document it, the more they can't, because once we saw what it did, we thought, wow, we may be in trouble here a little bit, you know, if people start watching what we're doing, you know. So he said our best protection is to talk about it, put it out there. And that's what he did.
It had such a positive effect on people. Can you give listeners just a general idea of the timeline there? And that's also when Don was writing and posting each chapter of The Adventures of Don and Carol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we first got together, you know, once we figured out what this stuff did, and he knew that that was our protection. The more we talked about it, the more we put it out there, the safer we'd be. Because once we saw what it would do, we saw the threat to, you know, a big brother, and thought, okay, we gotta protect ourselves.
And what was the timeline? What year was this?
That was in 99 and 2000.
Can you talk more about how you were designing organite at that time? Was there a trial and error period?
No. For me, I just, you know, I'm a psychic empath, clairvoyant. I hate to I don't like to label what I do because I just call myself a natural psychic because I can pretty much do all of the stuff. So, and I've been like that since I was young enough to remember. But I just instinctually knew that it had to, you know, and I figured out right away that those crystals were the brain of the organite. You had to have a crystal. You had to have around 75% metal and, you know, your resin. And also, you know, as I progressed, I realized that organite likes it when you mix the metal. So I would, you know, a lot of times would put, you know, aluminum and brass. Most of my stuff is aluminum, brass, and a little bit of titanium and some copper. You know, I knew right away it was just like, I don't know, putting on an old pair of pajamas, you know. Old comfy pair of pajamas. I knew exactly what to do.
See, that's interesting because regular people were relying on people like you with the gifts, placing a piece of organite somewhere and seeing the mm-hmm. results. Most people are not able to do that or aren't in touch mm-hmm. with that level of observation. And you would sometimes be able to see the visual result of gifting mm-hmm. an area. Could you tell listeners a little bit more about that?
When you see a cell phone tower, which I know that they're putting up new ones now, or they have been all along, so they're few and far between the ones that aren't gifted anymore. But you can see, I can see a dark cloud around it, and it kind of it expands, and then it comes back and expands, depending on how much voltage is in that tower. But you put a piece of organite around it, and it comes down to about somewhere between around 6 to 8 feet. It's contained around that tower. And a friend of mine in Florida, I was showing him how to see it. Because, you know, a lot of people, most people have psychic gifts. They just don't register. It doesn't register with them that they do. So I was showing him. I said, just unfocus your eyes a little bit. And he did. And he goes, "What? Why are there guy wires really close to that tower?" And I said, "You're seeing the edge of the DOR. I said, that's it. It's, he goes, "Oh my God." And it went, he goes, "It's like in a straight line on both sides. It looks like a wire." And I said, "Nope, that's the edge of the DOR."
Really interesting. And so that reduces usually when there are TBs, tower buster, small pieces of organite placed around, near and around one of those towers.
Yeah.
And you can confirm that because I've seen it myself and other people have too, that birds will actually build nests on the top of a gifted tower. I just had a reader that I'm going to post on Etheric Warriors pictures of bird nests on top of towers. And personally, the towers near my house did not have birds' nests on them for years. As soon as we gifted them, within, I would say, 6 months, there were bird nests up there. And birds mm-hmm. are very sensitive to earth energies. They follow earth ley lines to migrate. If the birds know that it's safe to build a nest there, you got to know that it's not any longer putting out deadly ozone. It's positive.
Yeah, that's a really powerful testimony. When you post that, Dooney, it will elicit some interesting comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I know other people have mentioned to me in emails that they see the same thing. People have posted pictures before on old organite, you know, Don's forums that have been sabotaged and taken down. So I know that that's not just a local phenomenon. It's happened worldwide.
Yeah. Same with crops. You know, when people use the organite on farmland or even in their own gardens, it'll triple, even quadruple their output. And where they have a tower buster in their garden, the plants are 3-4 times bigger than where there isn't one on the other side. You know, many things to verify it's creating positive outcome. And I think that's why it went global. Because everybody that did it saw it once they started doing it.
Carol, just jumping back to gifting towers for a minute, you saw the reduction in deadly orgone radiation once the gifting occurred around one of the towers. But Don also spoke about the transmutation into positive orgone radiation. Can you talk mm-hmm. about that?
What happens is you'll see those lines around towers after they've been busted, and then after that, the POR will bounce off the top of that tower. It turns into a POR transmitter, especially if you've gifted a lot of the towers. You know, they connect and they create this huge POR network.
I realize it's observation. And could you talk about other psychics who maybe have seen this as well?
There's been a lot.
Unless you are collecting emails and printing them out or whatever, it's hard to keep track of the testimonials because there are so many of them. I can't count the number of times I've gotten an email or seen a post from somebody who said, oh my gosh, I set up a cloudbuster and I got a blue hole in the sky, just like you said I would. Or they bust a bunch of towers and it starts to rain in their area. Or, you know, people who aren't psychic can tell what's going on. People who are psychic can see the energy. Some people, like, I can't see the energy around a tower, but I can feel it. So I have a little bit of a different psychic ability than Carol does, than other people do. Other people can see it just as readily as Carol. It's not scientific, but it is anecdotal evidence. And you just have to believe that psychic ability exists. If you've never experienced it, you might not believe it. But a lot of people around the world have experienced that psychic ability. And it is a real thing.
They all reported the same thing.
As Don had always pointed out, there's a lot of people doing this work that you never even hear from, you know. So it's even more people than we know about. But it is hard to quantify because it's not something you can measure scientifically. Don pointed out, he says in one of his posts that I recovered, I've never pretended to be a scientist, but on the other hand, someone who uses simple rational processes can usually produce more results than a corporate lab full of institutionalized scientists can or will do. I'm sure that's why most of the greatest inventions are made by amateurs like us. I thought that was really telling. Because it is true, you can't always rely on a scientific test, especially in this type of environment where we're talking about etheric energy, we're talking about subtle energy. We're talking about things that can't necessarily be seen with the human eye. Although some people do see it, like Carol, and my husband Steve sees things with his 3D eyes, you know. But it doesn't mean it's not valid.
Now that we've reestablished some of the concepts based on the history of Don and Carol Croft, one of the parasites bashing the work of Don and Carol is coming from an Instagram account named Oregon Generator, and there's no evidence backing up the negative assertions. Would you please tell listeners about this latest interference?
Yeah, it was actually something that someone alerted Carol to, and neither one of us were on Instagram at the time. We are now, just simply to refute some of this stuff. But they sent her some pictures of these posts that this person had done. We don't know who this person is, but for some reason, this person felt they had to, like, personally attack Don and Carol and some of the things they were talking about that we just felt we had to refute. Here's an example of one post from this account from Orgone Generator, in which they say that, quote, Don Croft's gifting was an absolute disaster. There's no evidence of that. People have been gifting around the world for 20 years, have reported a lot of positive effects. For example, our friend Jeff Miller used to post positive changes that are occurring on Don's old forum and briefly on the new blog. And he documented for years wildlife abundance, crime rates going down, all kinds of wonderful stuff that is happening. So what is disastrous about that? I don't understand how this person is quantifying disaster.
That's a really good point. While he was sifting through all these news stories, he was finding the contradictory stories that would show positive news stories about the recovery of the natural world and wildlife. And then in another story, maybe on this in the same week, there would be the opposite, how the numbers are going down, creating a cognitive dissonance, and that's by design.
Right.
These types of attacks are the same thing.
I think so, too. It's a generalized attack meant to be, said in a voice of authority with nothing backing it up. For instance, he says his wife's channeling of using big metal shavings. Channeling, where does that come from? Carol doesn't channel. She has never claimed to channel. She simply is using her intuition, her psychic abilities. And this person doesn't know Carol. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's just it's a casual slam-off phrase designed to humiliate and designed to get people, to believe what he's saying. In the same post, he says that he talks about Carl, which I have to assume is Carl Wells, who's also an Organite guy, that he didn't give Carl due credit. This is a long-standing controversy. And anybody who reads any of Don's work, if they bother to do any research at all, will see that Don always gives Carl credit. That's something that's very easy to refute.
Okay, here in The Adventures of Don and Carol Croft, chapter 60, Don Croft writes, "As anyone knows, some things can be confirmed by scientific research. Some things simply can't. Carl focuses on proving his devices using blind studies and repetition. I recommend his courses simply because I have a deep respect for his methods, integrity, and genius." And so that's an excerpt from The Adventures of Don and Carol Croft, just mentioning that visit with Carl, and it was very nice, Dooney.
Yeah, so I don't understand why this person, and I don't know if he's associated with Carl Wells. I don't know who it is. I don't know anything about him, except that he's keeping this some kind of contentious thing happening and choosing to do this, I guess, after Don passed away. I'm not sure what the date was on these posts. But, he got really kind of mean talking about Don being in hiding, quote unquote, and taking expensive plane trips and that he recently died in a very strange way. And I'm like, none of that is true. Don was in the Zaporium, right, Carol? Because he felt like he needed to be on the move because people were persecuting people who were making zappers. That's not being in hiding.
The reason why we were on the road wasn't because of Organite, it was because of the zappers.
Okay.
Because zappers were being attacked.
Zappers were being attacked, and they had shut down a lot of our, competitors, and so we kind of felt like we were forced to get on the road, so that's what we did.
And this guy talks about expensive plane trips. Where does that come from?
Yeah.
Don traveled mostly on the road. He slept in his car,
He hated getting on commercial airlines. It took an act of Congress to get him on an airplane.
The thing that he died in a very strange way, he didn't die in a very strange way. He died in a paraglider accident doing what he loved, which he knew was a risky thing to do, and it was his love. That's what he wanted to do, So just to say things like that are so flippant. And the interesting thing is that somebody in reply to this guy said, "I always hear people talking about how their Organite tower busters cleared their sky." And I'm thinking it could just be coincidence. He always hears people talking about how Organite cleared their sky. Well, there you go. There's the confirmation right there. And I just wanted to say there was one last post that this person did. Big problem with Organite, when he was really, really disrespectful, and this I just have to talk about. He's saying that Don Croft, fake name, believed to be a corporate shill. Believed by who? How does he know Don Croft is a fake name? I knew Don Croft. Carol was married to Don Croft. He was not a fake person or have a fake name. It's incredibly disrespectful. And I don't see any reason why that kind of thing has to be put out there.
I was fortunate enough to meet Don Croft when he was visiting in Brooklyn, and he's a real person. And he's got a family. Carol, can you speak about his family, his brother?
Yeah, he's got his brother and two sisters. His daughter lives in Brooklyn. That's probably when you met him, right? It was when he was over there seeing his daughter, Nora. And then he's got another daughter in Boston, or outside of Boston, one of the suburbs. And two boys that live in Bellingham.
So, yeah, there's all these people that he's, you know, this guy is just posting whatever. And he's got like 14,000 followers, you know. So that's a lot of people to be telling lies to. It's completely disrespectful. One guy replied to this particular post. He said, "But spreading false knowledge based on old tests, all caps, you yourself have not proven to be true, is doing a disservice to the community and to many people making these devices in a respectable manner." And he says, "Don't listen to everything this guy, Orgone Generator, says." And I really am appreciative that this guy spoke up and said that, because it's true. It's just all based on, you know, this guy just saying stuff off the top of his head, and it's really hurtful. And I don't think it's necessary. And I don't know why the guy feels the need to post this stuff. And maybe it's just that's who he is. That's the person that he is, which is a shame. But it's up to us to just say, hey, that's not true. So that's why Carol and I got on Instagram, so that we could talk about all the positive effects of Orgonite, and to show that we are real people and we're doing real stuff. We're doing service for the world. And that's what Dawn was all about.
Can you tell listeners what the Instagram accounts are that you guys have up now?
Yeah, mine is at Done by Dooney, and Carol's is Carol Croft Orgonite. There's also an Etheric Warriors Instagram account, at Etheric Warriors. And we're trying to just put up positive information and good information. What we encourage is for people, and Dawn and Carol have always done this, try it for yourself. You know, they didn't get into this to make money. They got into this to help the world. And they teach people how to do this so that people can go out and do this themselves. It's nice if you can sell some Orgonite, and Carol sells Orgonite, and there's other people around the world selling Orgonite, trying to make a living at it, which is great, because there's other people that don't want to make Orgonite. They'd rather just buy it, so that works out great. But they're not in it for the money. You know, it'd be nice to make a living and everything, but they're also in it for the service work, to help the world.
When attacks like this occur, it's usually an indicator of how effective you are in transmuting deadly orgone energy, what Don Croft described as the world order currency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And Carol and Don have had a lot of attacks over the years. I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit, Carol.
The other interference that usually hits you guys economically is targeting vendors and shipping of zappers or Orgonite. And you've been dealing with that so much in the past 15, 20 years. It's been constant. This recent attack online is definitely a small thing, but it's important to just set things right in case those 14,000 followers are actually real people. I kind of tend to think that they're not real people, and a lot of them could be robots. You can pay for the followers, and I think Lydian was telling me you can pay people to follow you. And I suspect that could be the case. You just appear to be influential. But Carol, you've had a lot of interference with shipping and vendors. Do any prominent examples come to mind?
Oh, wholesalers that order zappers, there's been a few of them. They'll get them, and they're not only broke open, but they've been dipped in water. How does that happen with the USPS? You know? I mean, or the I'll get a pyramid back that's been hit. You can tell it's been hit by a sledgehammer. There's so many things that, you know, I just had a package that I sent out a month ago. It went like to four different countries. None of them were the country that was on the package. And I finally got it back. And that package had been all over the world. You know, and it's plain to see that there's an address on it. It's just so bizarre. You know, and then the package is all beat up, you know.
Package stuck in customs for a month or two, and then we boost the package, and we send energy to the package, and then suddenly the package shows up, you know. You know, Carol and Don have had assassination attempts on their lives many times, whether by beaming or by car accidents or whatever. And this isn't the only attack. This has been, like, the most blatant. But people have been saying about stuff about Don since he passed away, and stuff has happened even before he passed away where they're trying to make it sound like Organite is dangerous, Organite is bad, Organite is radiation, you know, just all kinds of claims with nothing to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is 20 years of anecdotal evidence, you know. That's why Don's forums get destroyed, is so that they can destroy that historical data.
Yes, it's important to delineate in the philosophy within Etheric Warriors, Organite doesn't cause harm. It might be ineffective at times, but to this day, Organite has not harmed anyone, as the sewer rats like to claim.
Yeah, and I think what you pointed out earlier, Jeff, is true, is that people who are making these attacks aren't backing it up with any evidence, and they're saying, this is the way it is, we're right. And we've never claimed that we know everything on our end of it. It's like, here's what we found. Don was always very, very choosy about saying, these reports are subjective. This is what we have observed. This is what people have felt and seen and watched happen. But don't believe us. Go out and do it for yourself. You try it. You see what happens. See what you observe. And that's the best evidence for somebody to go, hey, you know, I feel it in my heart. This is true. I saw it. I felt it. It's true for me. There's nothing more important than following your heart and discerning in your heart. So we always invite people to do that with our information as well.
Carol, do you want to respond to what Dooney just said?
It's important to say, too, I feel that, you know, there is a lot of fake Organite out there right now. And people need to know that they need to look for something. When they see Organite, it should be anywhere from 50 to 75% metal. You know, if you don't see metal in that, it's not going to do the same. But they've labeled it Organite. It's glitter in resin, or it's just gemstones in resin. And that is not the same. That's not the same as Don and Carol Organite.
The formula that Don and Carol developed and use is the formula that has been spread around the world. It isn't any other type of Organite. When you see Organite for sale, it's all over the internet. People are making it all over the world. When you see that, if it's really the Organite that has this reputation that has developed over all these years, thousands of people making and gifting Organite and seeing the same results, it is the formula that Carol's talking about.
Yeah. I was in Tucson at the Rock and Gem Show, and there was signs all over the place for Organite pyramids, Organite cones. And I looked and looked and looked and looked, and I finally found it. It was an East Indian vendor, and it was layered gemstones. And I went right up to him. I said, you need to change your sign, because that is not what you're selling here. This is not Organite. They just pretended like they didn't even hear me. You know?
And we saw some here in Montana at a fair that Carol did. There was just these little flower-shaped pucks that were see-through, maybe a tinged with yellow and a little bit of glitter and a little coil in it, like a flat coil. And that, they were calling it Organite, and they were extolling all the benefits of it as if it was the Don and Carol Croft formula of Organite. Hmm. So you just have to look. You have to discern what you're looking at. Feel the truth for yourself.
This is just speculation, but the people who would make fake Organite, yeah, sure, some people are making it by mistake, and they may not know the proper way, but those that are making it intentionally this way may be a certain type of person that would not be able to be around Organite at all. So they're doing that work.
That's true. Yeah, I've seen people pick up a piece of Carol's Organite and go, ugh. And that person has later proved to be not the highest integrity type of person. I mean, that's my personal experience.
If they're not from the heart center, they're not going to like it.
Right. And, you know, I'm an empath. I can tell when somebody's in their heart center or not. You know, I can feel that energy. I can tell when somebody's lying to me. And that's my experience. I think I've seen maybe two people where that's happened. And in both cases, it turned out to be somebody who was not a very high integrity individual. So that's been my experience.
Definitely. So the layering of a situation like that, where somebody is not selling real Organite, deliberately misleading the consumer, who would that person be that, you know, technically they may not want to be around real Organite?
That's why it's so important to let people know what to look for. Right.
If you want the experience that people have had of the Don and Carol formula, you're going to need to get something that's made with that formula.
You got to know what you're looking at when you're shopping for Organite. You got to know that there's metal in it. If you don't see metal, it's not Organite.
Carolyn Dooney, the massive buildup of EMF technology in the Western world makes it challenging to appreciate the energy of Organite. A person glued to their cell phone will hardly notice the effects of Organite, but comparing to ancient cultures who used pyramids as orgone generators, they benefited greatly. In an agrarian society, a small charge of positive orgone energy would be immediately appreciated and might cause a ripple of positive emotion in the local population. Carol, you and Don had done a lot of work in helping certain countries in Africa with Organite. Would you tell listeners more about that, please?
Well, we went to Africa. I went twice. Don went three or four times. But we gifted a lot. We helped people get set up to make and gift Organite. There was a big group who gifted Lake Victoria. When I was up there in a village, when I was there with an AIDS relief unit, Lake Victoria, we were told not to even swim in it because it was so polluted and so dangerous. You didn't even want to get in the water. You would have gotten parasites and gotten sick, and, you know, it was just really polluted. And Don had showed these Africans how to make Organite, got them all started, and they gifted Lake Victoria. And Lake Victoria it's so much better now. They've got a lot of fishing going on now, and people are back bathing in the water, and it's just totally changed it. You know, I'm sure there is still a little bit of pollution because there's so much pollution and stuff in Africa, but God, it's so much better than it was. You know, like I said, the fish have come back, and it's pretty amazing. Don was better about talking about Africa because that was something that was really close to his heart, his African friends and stuff. But we had been to Namibia and Kenya. I was in Kenya, but we went to Namibia and we went to see a friend of ours, George, and taught them how to, you know, they showed us their makeshift Cloudbusters. They were all different metal pipes, but you know what? It was working. So, I mean, it was really amazing to go to a third world country and they picked up the ball and were making Organite with what they had. It's just amazing. To me, I was just bowled over by how dedicated people were, you know, in different places that we had been to that had said, okay, you know, we're going to make this stuff, and they did. And they had such neat outcomes and positive outcomes from it, you know, and it was all the stuff we had experienced here. It was amazing, absolutely amazing.
Even though Don Croft was writing about how certain parts of Africa were getting hit with HARP, it was interesting, too, because I'm assuming that some of these people in these local populations are not glued to cell phones.
Yeah.
Do you think that's connected here with seeing that enthusiastic response?
I think it's a big part of it. You know, you see people with cell phones there, but not very often.
Anyway, I didn't, you know, with what I saw. Don may have seen more, you know, than I did. I don't know. In a place like that that's so wild and so natural, you know, you're going to see an outcome so much quicker than somewhere like here where there's so many people. Everything's all about fear-mongering. So that, you know, that's fear stuff and survival stuff, which they have that a bit in Africa too, but it's more of a natural phenomena in Africa. But here, oh my gosh, it's, you know, it's done to us with TV and the news. And
we talk about going into your heart and discerning the truth for yourself. And don't try and get your truth from a piece of technology. Get your truth from your heart. And your heart is connected to the earth, and the earth gives us everything that we need to live. And that's where our focus needs to be. But it's hard to tell people that because the technology is so cool. You know, it's so fun and it's so, and I appreciate technology. I'm talking on a piece of it right now. I have it in my home. I use it as a useful tool. But I spend a good amount of my time breathing and getting into my heart. And that's what we're trying to teach people how to do. And the great thing about Organite is, and I've said this recently and many times, is it gives us some space from that assault of the technology and the assault of the EMFs. It gives us a little breathing space to do the work we need to do to get into our hearts and connect to the earth and be real people. You know what I mean? So I tell people, get some Organite around you, get some breathing space, and start to breathe.
We're going to go to hear part of an interview with Don Croft talking about putting Organite around the towers, some of the work they've done in Africa, and the nature of parasites. Let's have a listen.
We also discovered that a little small amount of Organite flips the death tower, which people call cell towers. It'll change. Those are all weapons. It'll change that energy into positive energy. So the more they turn it up, the nicer it is. The reason I focus on the towers is because anybody can bust these towers and watch the changes in the atmosphere and feel the change in the ambience. And they usually put the towers on vortexes, so you're doing double duty. Most people won't have the sensitivity to know directly about any of this stuff. It'll just be fascinating. So what I've always tried to do is to focus on what we can do and what we can perceive on our own. Thousands of people are doing that now. That's where we started that. And the disinformants dogpile us on the web. So if you're looking for us, you're going to have to look way down the list. Even though we set the standards and we maintain a forum that, you know, credible reports are shared there around the world. The best work is being done by the Africans right now.
Many countries in Africa are the target of attack right now. What sorts of things are you seeing in Africa?
Okay. They stopped several regional wars. Northern Uganda, southern Sudan, they're stopping the fighting in Somalia right now. And they're doing it with Organite. And the way they're doing it, it's not intentional. They're selling Organite to farmers and fishermen. Now, the fishermen are causing these huge lakes to turn into positive energy producing instruments that's bringing rainfall to the deserts. The Organite causes people to feel good, and it makes it really hard to express aggressive emotion. Now, the first experience I had with the war stuff was on my visit to Uganda in 2003. In early 2004, and a friend of mine, Dr. Batigwe, took me up to the war area, and we distributed Organite, and within a couple of weeks, the fighting stopped. Now, these are CIA-backed, very murderous guys, you know. They were slaughtering families and stuff. It was horrible. And Ugandans are fantastic people, and what they've endured, oh, my God, you know, Idi Amin and what followed, all of that was British sponsored. And it's because they're fantastic people. They try to destroy every good culture on the planet. I'm not talking about the English people. I'm talking about the bankers in London and the secret societies. Yeah, and I'm halfway through Carol Quigley's book, which is wonderful, but he never mentions any of this stuff. But it's okay.
Let's talk about the cell towers. You call them death towers. I've seen these massive EMF clusters strapped around water towers. Can you talk about how these towers are not what they seem?
Well, they're poisoning the water so people get sick. A sickened populace can't resist tyranny. The purpose of the towers, we believe, was to disarm the populace in preparation for genocide from the chemtrails. They have to reduce the population of the Earth down because we can't be controlled by parasites. The corporate world order is a parasite. Parasite in the body politic. Our business is called World Without Parasites. And that's our goal. And it should be everybody's goal. We don't need these guys. We don't need them.
Can you describe a little more about the nature of parasites as you see it?
Yeah, parasites live to exploit others. Their purpose is to exploit others. They have consciousness and will, and that's why some sicknesses are seen as aggressive. So, and the energy spectrum goes from negative to positive. It's just what is. There's a use for everything. There's a use for decay. You know, you dig up a corpse and it's full of worms. Well, those worms lived inside the body when it was alive, but when the body died, there was no more defense against them. If I heard what I'm saying 20 years ago, it sounded like babble to me. But human awareness is increasing every day. This is something that will never be reported on the TV. It will be extremely hard to find even on the Internet because, let's say, the CIA, the NSA, MI6, and the Mossadites have flooded the Internet with disinformants. And they are at the top of all the search engines. If you want substantive material, you have to be very discerning and to dig and dig and dig. But it's worth it. It always works for the persistent.
It's very different from other classic studies of orgone energy based in Wilhelm Reich's work. We've had on Kevin Hinchey, Dr. James DeMeo, talking about orgone energy. And they're not on the same page as you, but
we went to Organon in Rangeley, Maine, with our first organite cloudbuster in March 2001, and there was a violent blizzard. We barely made it there. And in the park, we got in a motel at 2 a.m. in Rangeley. I set up the cloudbuster outside, went to sleep, and got up in the morning. There was a huge blue hole in the middle of that dark blizzard, and there was no wind. It was just gorgeous. And people were standing outside staring up at this blue hole. It's one of the few times I saw people noticing what was happening in the sky. And so we drove over there to Organon, and they wouldn't let us in. You know, they refused to let us in. When you're reading criticisms of our stuff, just bear in mind that these people have not experimented.
That was part of an interview with the late Don Croft. On Etheric Warriors, you all would advise people to pick their organite gifting targets along with the obvious cell towers. There are various man-made monuments, obelisks, public gathering spaces that are placed on ley lines or over vortex energy points. Some examples are graveyards, churches, temples, government buildings. This ties into many past show topics such as gathering louche and mass mind control. Don said that the largest cloudbuster won't work well until the surrounding area is well gifted with tower busters. He said, gift all of your local cell towers and deadly orgone radiation gathering places, along with placing a cloudbuster in your backyard. Now, Carol, the tower buster is your favorite organite. I mean, it's interesting that these attacks against the tower busters occur because they're simple $3 pieces, but very useful. I think this is another indicator of how successful and effective the tower busters are, that they're attacked so much.
You know, I get a lot of phone calls from people who say, well, what can I do? You know, I really want to do something. What can I do? And what I recommend for people when they're just getting into this, or
or wanting to do something for themselves and in their community, gift the towers you can see. When you're on your way to the store, when you're on your way to your kids' school, do the ones that are close to your house. Start there. If everybody that's doing Organite would do just that, that would cover most of the towers, except for the mountaintop ones, which hardcore Organite gifters are working on that. But it can be that simple to just work on what you see. And I tell people that a lot. Just I recommend that to just get them going.
Yeah, just start somewhere. And yeah. you'll feel great when you do it. That's what I love about gifting is when you people go out there and you toss Organite, it feels good. So you want to do it some yeah. more.
It's addictive. It's kind of addictive because it makes you feel so good. But, you know, people get overwhelmed because they think about the world as a whole. And it's like, what can I do? So then they're so overwhelmed and worried about it, they don't do anything. Just do what you see in your on your day-to-day travels in your community. Do the towers that you see. Focus on that. And everybody call, you know, they'll call me back and they say, wow, everything feels so much better. And then they'll tell me, like, the druggies down the street, they all moved out or they got raided. And that's
yeah,
another
exactly.
know, benefit of Organite, you know, is it moves out the people that are surrounding themselves with DOR, you know. It removes the veil of illusion around people, and people see them, and the sheriff and the cops see the people that are doing wrong. So, I mean, it's a win-win this way, as far as I'm concerned. No matter what, start with your own community.
Definitely, and the towers, really, really important target, you know, primarily because of the electromagnetics that are blasting out of that. And what was interesting is Don said repeatedly, and this is back in 2002, that he didn't think that these towers were primarily for cell phones.
Right.
Which means that they're intentionally emitting a frequency to disrupt the base frequency of life on this planet.
Right. Well, you know, that was something that we always pointed out to people, too, is you drive right up to those cell phone towers. There are somewhere between 8 and 12 huge, you know, like over an inch thick coaxial electrical wire going to the top of that thing. What takes that much electricity? Your ordinary person, you know, they don't even think about that unless you mention it
right.
to them,
right.
you know.
Or the fact that you can be right next to a cell tower and still not get a signal.
Exactly.
Which has happened to
you
me.
Know, there's so many ways to look at it. But, you know, that's an important thing. Why do they need that much electrical current going up that cell phone tower?
I'm not an engineer, but it was really weird how quickly these towers went up and nobody really knew what was going on. I suppose that was back when it was 2, 3, and 4G in 2002, 2003, when you guys were gifting those towers. And anyone listening to their intuition would know that there's a lot more going on than just the function of a cell tower.
That's a good point. People need to listen to their intuition more. You know, we all have it. We're all born with it. Organite can help you develop your intuition. That's the great thing about it. It can help wake you up. I experienced it myself personally, and I've had a lot of other people talk about that too. That's another effect of it.
Carolyn Dooney, we covered a lot of interesting topics here in this 1 hour, and what are your final thoughts on some of these topics that we touched on? Carol, do you want to go first?
I just want people to remember, you know, that so much disinformation out there about Organite and Cloudbusters and what people have done. And, you know, again, just, you know, your first feeling, trust your gut feeling, you know, when you hear things. Because, you know, I get emails all the time from people angry because they're hearing all this negative stuff. And it's like, well, there you go. You know, they know it's not real. It's making them angry. But to bring that to a heart level and breathe through it, that's the challenge. And the more we live through our heart, the more everything else is going to fall into place. That's how Don and I lived our, you know, our lives together before his accident, is we did everything from our heart. We knew we wanted to make a difference, and that's what we did. And we didn't stop at anything less, you know.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate that. Thanks for talking in depth about your experiences with your husband, your late husband, Don Croft. Dooney, what are your final thoughts?
Well, I agree with Carol that people need to come, they need to go into their heart and find out what's real. They are the only ones that can do that for themselves. There is so much information out there that we get inundated with. You really can't. You can't panic about it. You have to be calm. You have to, like Carol said, you breathe through it. Breathe through it. Ask your heart. And I just want to close with saying that, you know, Carol and Don, they changed the world. They really did. And I don't know if people can really appreciate the service that they have done and the sacrifices that they made in their lives to do this work and not having the things that all of us take for granted because they were busy doing this work and spending all their money on it. And I just want people to support that, that they really have. I always say it to people, Carol and Don saved the world. I think we'd be in a much worse place if they hadn't started gifting Organite and found out all this information. I appreciate them so much. I miss Don like crazy. And my husband and I support Carol 100%, and we hope you do too.
Thank you so much, Dooney. Yes, I agree. The work that Don and Carol have done is amazing. And the amount of negative energy they've transmuted is impossible to measure. And I want to thank you both so much for being on In Other News. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archives and more information about the guests.